This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
This is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. It looks orange in the studio. It looks red.
I'm trying to wear everything
on ESPN Plus.
I'm trying to wear everything I can wear to white you out, to make you happy.
Why are we doing this, man? Like, I purposely wore a black sweater today just to whatever balance, but at least you're not a bumblebee today. Is that you on the hoodie?
Yeah, I'm starting to learn how to go third person. You know what I'm saying? So this is my version of saying I'm Rick James, like for the lady in the back. Because as you get older, the people in the generation before forget who you are. So I just said, let me just make it.
So the sweatshirt, for those listening on radio, is the Google search engine with Bart making that sort of face. And it just, in the search bubble, it says me.
Yeah, this is
so it's basically Google me.
Yeah, Google me. Like, stop. Like,
so you're walking down the street, people are like, I know that guy, like, I know that guy. That? You're just like, just Google me, man.
Just Google me. So Aaron Maben, who I do a lot of charity work with, my T-Shirts for Change, and we give all the money to charity.
Yeah.
You know, dude kept jacking me up. Like, people kept jacking my like cartoon character, because this is like a real picture. And he cartoonized it, or he animated it.
Animated.
And made me look cute. You know what I mean? Helped my hairline up. I'm like, listen, if I can't make myself cute on my own picture, then what the hell am I doing?
Right.
Man?
We're going to make cartoons.
Yeah.
By the way, which we have Lego people of us.
Solid.
But we don't yet – we have pixels of us that you might see. If you're watching ESPN Plus, the rejoins, you'll see all kinds of cool rejoin graphics, which are very 80s and arcade-ish.
I can't wait till we get T-shirts and buttons.
Well, we need cartoons
old
of
school,
us.
Because we 80s. We need buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, buttons. Like, that's old. Nothing's old school like buttons and old trucker hats with the mesh in the back.
Trucker hat. Right. Yeah. You don't have to say mesh in the back. It's just assumed when you say trucker hat.
Listen, this new generation, don't know anything. I heard my kids the other day.
What?
They were saying, give me five. Bam. I'm like, got that. Up high. Okay, got that.
Down low.
Yeah, too slow. They're like, no, in the middle. I was like, where the hell did in the middle come from?
In the middle?
Right. They remixing everything we did. They take everything that we put, and it was part of our fabric, and they changing it. They're remixing it. What the hell is in the middle? What rhymes with in the middle? And they just say just in the middle. No, it's give me five, up high,
down low,
too slow. No, they got this in the middle stuff.
That stops when they're about six.
So when I say trucker hat, I have to explain to them that it's not some type of...
the mesh in the back.
Not some type of van skater hat. It's actually a trucker hat, like for Rocky Balboa when he played over the top. You know,
we need to get some apparel.
Yeah.
Barton Hahn apparel, which people have told me on Instagram that if we had apparel, they would buy it.
Yeah.
Which I think would be great if we could do it for charity.
It's dope.
ESPN, wouldn't you want to get involved in that? Let's discuss.
Let's also discuss. Busy show today.
Yeah, Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. And again, we'll open up the phone lines, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, obviously, a big story in Minnesota going on right now in the state of Minnesota that, as we know, things that affect sports.
Civil unrest again.
And another police shooting that the police are saying in Brooklyn Center in Minneapolis suburb that was accidental. And then an officer that intended to fire a stun gun, not a handgun, during a struggle with a person they had pulled over named Dante Wright. So with that in mind, and now obviously just the frustration again, and you're going to see that people will react to this as we've seen this and we've learned this over the last year. It's not that we are trying to combine sports with it, but there is, of course, an effect to sports, and that is that games that were supposed to be played yesterday were postponed, and some being played today. Like, for instance, the NBA announced that the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Brooklyn Nets game that was supposed to be last night, that will now be played today at 4 o'clock Eastern in Minnesota. There was also the Twins-Red Sox series that was supposed to start yesterday. That has been moved to a part of doubleheader tomorrow. Today's game with the Red Sox and the Twins will be played at 2 p.m. Eastern. The Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues had rescheduled their game from last night. That will now be rescheduled to May 12th. And Bart, it is something that we just see that because it's part of our society, just like sports part of our society. We forget athletes are human.
Right.
Athletes have feelings. Athletes will react to things that are going on in their world that affects them. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, it is understandable that sports does have to, for at least a moment, stop. And, just take a minute and let the moment happen. Let also athletes, we forget, you know, you're just supposed to go out here and play, not be affected.
Right.
That can't happen. Bart, you're going to be affected no matter who you are. And if you're not, maybe that's a bigger piece of the problem.
Well, especially in Minnesota, right? Because this is on the heels of the George Floyd case.
Right.
And I think that, you know, just 10 miles down the road. But I think also it's important to note that the NBA suspended the game. This wasn't players coming together and saying, hey, we're going to buck the system. This is the NBA kind of learning and understanding how players react. And I thought it was the appropriate thing to do, to be sensitive to the family. What's one day, you know, a game move for one day for you to kind of show respect for what we're dealing with as a country? You know, if this was a mass shooting and they decided to do that, I think we would all be on board with it. But we have to understand that athletes are humans too, and also for the athletes that live in that town could say that maybe that could be me, and, you know, how that can affect young adults trying to figure out how do they use their platform in the right way.
I just think you just want to have that sensitivity to the moment where if we're just, you know, just kind of moving on with our lives as if nothing ever happened, that's the worst thing you can do. And so sometimes you just got to hit pause button and then, you know, we'll get back to business. But for that moment, just have the awareness that there are people that are going to react
suffering
and going to have to try to make sense of it. And it's just, you know, it's a moment where there's some unrest and some fear and some concern. And it just isn't a place for sports to be playing in the midst of it.
Right.
So they'll play their games today, and
they're playing them early too, because they want to have respect. They don't want to have people out there
for
the curfew. Right. So they're having it at 4 o'clock, which is important. That you can come out, enjoy the game, get that break that you need, and then be able to get back home safely.
Yeah, and there's a little perspective here. Of course, you hear from different people in the world of sports that will comment on these things. And I felt like Doc Rivers, the Sixers head coach, who's you know, spoken out a lot about things that have happened in society. I thought he really put it the best when he talked about the frustration that we do meet when these stories do arise.
I think we got to stop saying it's frustrating for all Black Americans. I think we should be frustrated by all Americans. You know, I don't know if it was a mistake or not. I saw the video, the body cam video, like everyone else. But I just know the frustration is a real thing for everybody and for us. And you keep hearing this cancel culture stuff, but, you know, we're canceling Black lives. And I think, to me, that's a little, you know, more important, in my opinion. And it just keeps happening. We keep making mistakes on killing Black people.
And as I said, I'll finish it with this, and obviously let you make your point, and we'll move on. But I think what Doc said there is number one important. You know, the idea that it has to be where we're all affected, and if you're not even the least bit affected by this, that's a bigger problem. If you're just moving on with your life, it doesn't bother you, it doesn't affect you, it doesn't anything. That's a bigger part of the problem. It's always good to make sure that a story like this comes out, you read the details, and you understand everything before you decide to react or say we should just move on. But unfortunately, you know, that's how we have to do it in some awkward way, Bart, but I'll let you give, you know, have the final take on it.
You know, it's just like being vigilant, right? Because I'm really concerned as well. You know, of course, another mother lost her child, another sister lost her brother, another child lost their father. I'm concerned with that, but I'm also concerned with the uptick in mass shootings as well. You know, and it's concerning just what's going on, and I hope we can figure something out.
A lot of anxiety in the world
through
a pandemic.
Right, and I thought, yeah, and I hope that through the pandemic we would all have a greater value and appreciation for life. But the fact that now we have mass shootings again, and, you know, now we have, you know, this tragedy, I just want us to be better. I mean, I think if anything, I was hoping that anything that, you know, because we realized that this pandemic and this virus didn't discriminate, that it would bring us together closer as humanity, and that we would see each other and be sensitive and empathetic to what we deal with. And the fact that now we've had a mass shooting again, and we've had like maybe four, right, in the last month, and now we have this on the heels of the George Floyd, I just think that we're better than this, and we have to be better, you know, for the generation to come, you know, after us. We have to lead by example. And it takes athletes, it takes everybody stepping up and saying, hey, let's do our part. And I thought that the NBA was trying to do their part. And it's still a lot of work to be done. And I hope that we can get the work done.
Yeah, absolutely true. Let's all just try to work together on this. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So let's make this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that, of course, as we continue to just count the days down towards the NFL draft, the mock drafts continue to come out, and the latest by Mel Kiper.
I'm exhausted, man.
Aren't we?
I'm exhausted.
Mel Kiper's came out today, and you know, changes, I guess, like what we
now
see
does Tannenbaum now does Tannenbaum come out and show his TB 5.0?
Wouldn't it be better if like they had like a show where it's all dueling mocks
and it's a round table
where we sit around and we all right pick number one and yeah. you have you know McShay Mel and you just actually
well,
I
they
do
have
think,
the podcast
I do
they
think
have
they
the
do
podcast.
That yeah I do think
so
they
have
actually
a podcast
do that
every Tuesday
right.
But I want to throw Tannenbaum in there too. So like
so you have,
hey, I made these picks. Have you? You know, I want to, you know, you run out of excuses. You can't defend yourself. No, I made these picks, and they're like, yeah, that's why you're here with us.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Oh man, if they were just throwing shade, yelling at each other, like it's like you come up, you make your pick, you explain why, then yeah. somebody else just calls
and they
you
just
out
tear
for
you
it.
Down. Like, what are you thinking?
And even with the trades involved too, it's like that's a terrible trade. So speaking of which, so the 4.0 mock for Mel Kiper is out today on ESPN.com. Mel has the Niners taking. At number three, want to say it with me? Mac Jones.
Hey, Mac Jones, if he becomes a success story, he gonna retake and remake. You know, Mike Jones back then didn't want me. Now I'm hot all on me. Like, come on, man. I just listen. You gave essentially, you're giving up three first round draft picks for Mac Jones. What the hell? Double. H-E double hockey sticks. Yeah. Are we talking? Listen, if you were going to get him in the first round, he failed to you, great. But you are going to give up three. Listen, that is equity. Those are foundational pieces, right? You just think about some of the great first round draft picks, the Aaron Donalds of the world, that potentially you could be passing up for Mac Jones. You better be right. Listen, Kyle Shanahan, you better be right. I mean, Lynch, you better be right. Because if you're not, this is an immediate fireable offense. Not 1 year, 2 years. In 2 years, if he can't play, you got to get fired.
That's just, they have to believe it, or like we all believe, and everybody that pauses is saying, that's what we're hearing, but no one believes it, that this is the ultimate smokescreen, as if to just throw people off the scent for whatever reason. Because you kind of know what's going to happen in the first three picks at this point. But how about this also? Kiper's also projecting a trade at number four.
Ah.
This is amazing. So remember we were talking about what the Falcons going to do right at four? Kiper has the Dolphins moving to four.
The Dolphins
now, think
very
about
sneaky.
This.
The Dolphins are very sneaky
like,
right
this
now.
This is a busy day. Think about the draft. You go from 3 to 12
yeah.
to 6 to 4.
I mean, but listen.
So you move up one spot. You move back one yeah. spot in the draft, and you collect all that draft capital in the
and
meantime.
And then move right, and then give one up, your futures up.
And he has them getting Kyle Pitts, would be a tremendous
be
pick at four.
That'd be sick. Now, I guess you can't find a Kyle Pitts, and there's so much value in the wide receiver position. I mean, you can drop down a second round, your second first-round draft pick, and get Bateman from Minnesota, who's a show-enough beast, mm-hmm. right? So you can make adjustments. So you can't get a Kyle Pitts anywhere in the draft but where you pick him.
Mm-hmm.
So moving up to get him and saying what he can mean, because he's a tight end, but his measurables are those – of Calvin Johnson.
The big wide receiver.
As Calvin yeah. Johnson, yeah. right? He can lose 5 pounds and be the same measurables as Calvin Johnson with the longest wingspan that we've seen, you know, in a skill position player. So I would hate that, but if you're a Dolphins fan, you should love that because Flores has been super aggressive. Now, we still don't know if they have the correct answer at quarterback. But going up and getting a weapon like Pitts
could help Tua
yeah,
become
right.
Yeah, become what you hoped he'd become. Now,
or you listen, they got the draft equity to get Russell Wilson next year.
That's another thing to keep an eye on. But I also like another, to me again at number four. That means the Falcons would be okay with moving out of there. Why wouldn't Kyle Pitts be somebody that you would want for Matt Ryan for that offense? Why wouldn't he? And Lewis Riddick actually, I thought this was an interesting take. He believes that the Falcons should stay at four, and what they should do, to me, raises an eyebrow.
The long term is really what Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith have to be. And I think you can't just assume that there's always going to be a fresh pipeline of quarterbacks coming down the pike in the future to where you could push off not making that decision this year, especially if you have a good fit for your system. A great fit for your system, as a matter of fact, sitting right there staring you in the face, and you feel as though he represents tremendous value relative to everyone else on the board.
So he's basically saying they should take a quarterback at four and have your heir apparent ready. I don't know if I agree, because I feel like it's one more shot to have a couple of years with Matt Ryan and that offense with Arthur Smith there. Why wouldn't you get the best offensive weapon in the draft and give it one more shot? You got – how many years do you think you have
you
with
got
Matt
Ryan? You got at least two.
Two?
But this is the thing.
So why wouldn't you try it now?
It depends on how cute you want to get, right? So sometimes fat pigs get slaughtered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be too cute. But the move would be, if you believe that they're coming up to get Kyle Pitts and you can drop back to where Miami is just a couple spots
and
below
take a wide receiver.
You still can get your guy, right? You still can get Trey Lance. Trey Lance will still be there, especially if Fields drops. So you can still get that, but what is it going to cost Miami to move up to that spot? It may cost them a second-round draft pick. I mean, when you look at Mel's board, he has a quarterback from Stanford as somebody who can be a good quarterback, somebody that only played 11 games, who can potentially be a great quarterback, just hasn't had the time because Stanford had the protocol. He's missed some games.
Right.
He was high school player of the year. Also, you have Kyle Trask, right? So you can get cute and take that second and move back into the first round and find that secondary piece. Or you can improve your offensive line, because the offensive line, I think, is a lot deeper, and a first-round caliber offensive lineman is going to drop to two, or one of these receivers is going to drop. Because eventually, I know he's a cyborg. He is. The man has done things. He may arguably be the greatest receiver of all time. But at some point, Julio Jones is going to get old. You have Calvin Ridley. You have Hayden Hurst. You
Which
have a
is
great
why
tight end.
I think you got to get it done now if you can. Just try to get it done now. Try to get back there to the promised land. What about Matt Ryan makes you say, well, we're never going to get
there.
He threw
for 4,500 yards.
I still think it's
no slippage right there, but he is a deer in headlights. So
now,
he's stuck on the lawn.
Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. There's, of course, the question of what the Jets will do at number two. And James in South Carolina. James?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, guys, I just keep hearing that the draft's going to start at three. You know, when it raises the question, I'm just interested, is there any chance the Jets go someone else at two? Now, I know we get to talk a lot about Mac Jones. Is there a chance with his draft stock skyrocketing, we could see potentially Mac Jones going
Lord.
At number two? I know it's a little bit crazy,
Mac
but
Jones
also Justin Fields and Trey Lance.
I mean, just, wow.
I just threw up in my mouth just a little bit.
You know what? I don't know.
Made my stomach sour.
You want Mac Jones on the Jets at number two? Now, are you doing that because you want Zach Wilson to land on another team?
Yeah, who are you working for?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you working for? I need his IP address. Yeah. I need to figure out where the hell he's come from. Patting these bad seats.
I just don't understand all the hate with Mac Jones. I think we're looking at a guy who probably around as similar as a Kirk Cousins
so,
right here. I mean,
at
I know
two,
Kirk Cousins.
Would you draft Kirk Cousins as a number two over? He was a second round draft pick. You need somebody that's going to be arguably a yellow gold jacket, like Dave Gettleman would say. And are you saying Mac Jones, who wasn't even on the board? Now, listen, I know Burrow wasn't on the board, but he's not even considered the most talented. He's just considered the most ready to play. So if you're taking a guy at two, I'm not worried about this year. I'm talking about, can he be a franchise quarterback for 15 years?
Right.
I'm not saying Mac Jones. Let me tell you something. Did Washington pay Kirk Cousins? No, they let him walk. And Minnesota rolled right on in. And who's made more money than anybody in the NFL right now in the last 5 years? It would be Kirk Cousins. Do you think that Minnesota would try and get a rebate or try and get some kind of mail-in rebate for him if they could? Absolutely. They hate that they're stuck with him. They can't get rid of him. He's like a bad fungus. Like, he's there, and he's going to be there. Or yes, he is. Like, they haven't done anything. Listen, this man has made more money than anybody in the league.
It's amazing.
Right? And what have the Minnesota Vikings done? Absolutely nothing.
Did you get bang for your buck?
Nothing.
No,
and you're stuck with it with a guaranteed contract that you can't shake. It's like having the gout. You never know when it's going to flare up and bite you in the butt, but you know it's always there underneath the surface.
Kirk Cousins is the gout. Now that's what this
He's
is.
He's the gout. He's
but
the gout.
When you call in at the number two pick, and I'm sorry, James, but we had to do this, and we'll get more calls going here in a moment, but if you call in and then your comp for Mac Jones is Kirk Cousins at number two in the draft, when there's five quarterbacks that could go in the first round, and that's your comp?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're trying to convince me, oh, the Jets should definitely think about it.
In the words of Terrence Howard and Hustle and Flow, congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, Cookie.
Say ESPN.
It wasn't Hustle and Flow, but it's okay.
729-3776. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So we'll get your calls going here.
We're off to a damn great start. Great call, callers. Step your game up, damn it.
Yeah, Bart's not in a good mood.
I got my Syracuse orange on. I got sleep. I got endorphins going all through my body. Bring some energy, damn it.
So coming up, we'll get your calls. And also, Sam Darnold did speak to the media. I'm sure you heard some of it, but his reaction, not just to a fresh start in Carolina, but also the breakup in New York, the emotional one, what was said and maybe what was left unsaid. We'll discuss, but first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either. The Home Depot best prices of the season are already here in-store, online, and store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery for Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more spring savings on everything from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring it on, spring. And spring savings now at Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doers.
Valid through April 18th, 2021. That would be this year while supplies last. Mm-hmm. Back after this. What did Sam say? Ooh, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
Natural. I thought we'd be together forever, Sam. 20 years. At least a half a Super Bowl.
This hurts.
What Sam happened, Darnold? Sam? Now you're out there eating Bojangles.
Sam's like at the end of the song where it's like, baby.
I knew about it.
I just didn't care.
And you left anyway.
Sam Darnold meeting with the Carolina Panthers media yesterday. And, of course, the New York connection, the New York story was part of his comments. And it's just a sad moment for those of us here in New York see that we have to part ways. We have to move on.
He was Zach Wilson. Oh, young quarterback.
It should have been you.
We moved up, gave up. 3-2s to move up, let Quentin Nelson just walk out the door. Well, we had have been better if we would have just drafted Quentin Nelson.
No.
Right? And then and then we would have just naturally would have been going along with.
Listen, it's not about, listen to me. Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened.
A new beginning. A new beginning.
Oh, I'm going to need the page to come up, man. I'm going to need the page to come up.
Man, Sam,
all right,
Sam.
We need the page to come up.
I think for me, it's anytime, you know, you go somewhere and you set, like I said before, you set lofty goals and those goals aren't met. That's always tough for me. You know, when I heard the news that they wanted to trade me, it was tough. You know, anytime you're not wanted somewhere, that's always, you know, a tough pill to swallow. But then it was the opposite feeling. You know, you go from being unwanted and then all of a sudden, you know, the people in Carolina, you know, wanted me and obviously traded for me, and you go from being unwanted to wanted. And, you know, I think
is he wanted?
That
is
was
he wanted,
that's
though?
A good question.
Because they drafted us quarterback.
You know, when the trade went down, you know, obviously, like I said, things didn't work out the way that I wanted in New York, but I was just so excited for a, you know, a fresh start and new opportunity. So it was bittersweet. But meeting the people, like I keep saying, I mean, meeting the people around here and getting to know everyone and, you know, what the agenda is around here. It's
nothing like new love.
I'm just very thrilled and excited to get going.
Just
the new love.
Again, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened.
He's in a newlywed phase.
Oh, is he though? Because Matt Rhule, the head coach of the Panthers.
Uh-oh. Already?
Sam?
He ain't even moved in yet.
Yeah, well, just...
He better get an apartment.
Really
don't buy a house.
Draft. So at the eighth position, we'll be flexible. We'll look to take the best player available.
Oh,
we'll continue to look at quarterbacks.
Going around and sitting next to him, right between his shoulder blades, we'll look at anything and everything. Like when you just
was,
go already?
Was Sam sitting next to him?
but you know who's sitting back? Teddy Bridgewater. Like, yup, don't feel too good. Yeah, exactly. it kind of stings a little bit, right? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like it's just
no fun when the rabbit gets a gun. Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, really? Your feelings are hurt. I just signed last year. It's like Matt Rhule is on speed dating. He's speed dating. Like it's like Daryl Temptation Island.
Sam literally just gets done saying like, well, then you come to Carolina and you know a team wanted you and that's got to feel good and it's like don't buy green bananas.
Matt's like, hey, I'm not we're not exclusive. This is an open relationship. Like, yo, I'm in love. I got engaged. Like, nah. I'm still dating. I'm going through a phase. It's like Temptation Island, like Bachelor. Like, they're all dating Matt Rhule, and he's trying to figure out who he's going to pick at the end.
Sam's looking for the rose. 888
say ESPN.
Will
Sam get a rose? What do you guys think out there?
888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Do you feel bad for Sam? Especially, like, the breakup from New York and how he sounded. But then...
Roses is like, what?
But then... Matt Rhule says that, or we think Matt Rhule is just trying to like jack up the price of that draft pick and see if somebody else wants to jump up and take it. Like, what do we feel about this? We need a ruling. We need you to be part of this conversation. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Before you go to first call, Rose is like, really? Really? I still got mail getting forwarded from three different places. Shut the hell up, Sam. Nobody wants to hear what the hell you're talking about. I've been at five different addresses.
The 2018 draft class of quarterbacks should get together, and they could all, like, what a session that would be. If we put them in a round table, like, tell your story. It's like Baker Mayfield is like, I'm getting killed. I'm making money off commercials. I'm getting killed for that. Yeah. It's like, but please, hang on. It's like, you just go through the line. Like, Lamar Jackson's like, I was picked last, and I'm better than all of you. Like, right. I already got an MVP. Like, how do you think I feel? And then of course, Josh Rosen then ends the conversation. Yeah. Guys, all of you have nothing to say right now.
Exactly.
I'm getting mail forwarded from three different cities.
Exactly.
So I don't even know where I'm going to be next year.
I'm still paying rent at five different apartments because it's a six-month lease. Now I've been traded about 10 times in 6 months.
Oh, man. Let's get back to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Queens. Come on, Mike.
This might make Bart upset a little bit, but
oh, no.
I'm a sucker for a storyline.
Okay.
I think Urban Meyer shocks the world and drafts Justin Fields number one.
Now, you're not the guy from Virginia. There's somebody else now saying this. Why are you saying this?
No, I'm not the guy from Virginia. I'm just a sucker for a storyline, man.
Oh, you just want it. Like, I see.
So you're saying the Jets are going to win the tank it for Trevor. After all, they're going to luck into getting Trevor Lawrence because they turn that in two seconds. Then San Francisco gets their man. Urban Meyer gets there. Listen, this is what intrigues me, right?
Right. If Urban Meyer would just take the guy from Ohio State, everybody gets who they want.
But see, that's what happens, though. That's what drives me crazy. The fact that anybody that knows how good Justin Fields is or isn't should be Urban Meyer. And, like, because he's still connected to that organization.
Good point.
Matter of fact, he may have been the person that recruited Justin Fields. He transferred, right? So maybe it's not him. Maybe it's the current head coach.
No. He doesn't have any experience with him.
But he should know.
But he knows people there.
He knows more about him than anybody. He named his successor. So the fact that he hasn't even mentioned him drives me crazy.
It's Trevor Lawrence, everybody. Like, there's nothing to think about at the top of this draft. Why would you even have that conversation? He's just trying to have fun
with
it.
Let's go to another call.
Let's just keep going here. Let's go with Dan in New York. Danny?
Danny boy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's happening?
What up?
All right. I just saw James Conner just sign with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's dangerous.
Now, I have brothers that are 49er fans, God forbid. And I want to know if they should be nervous with all the signings that Arizona's got.
Arizona's stacking up. Definitely stacking up
right now. San Fran right now, and they're going to waste their first-round pick on Mac Jones, is probably, from a talent perspective, maybe fall into that third most talented team in that division. Because right now, by far, it's the Rams. And now you think about, we anticipate that Larry Fitzgerald is going to retire. But you think about what they have in that division now with A.J. Green, with J.J. Watt. They got grown men and real leaders on that team now. Could be scary.
No, it definitely could be. Can we sneak one more? Let's get one more in here. Let's go with
hurry! Hurry!
Kevin in Orlando, Kevin.
Tick, 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 tick. Hey, what's up, fellas?
How we doing, man?
I just wanted to say, man, the Jets made a huge mistake getting rid of Sam Darnold. Guy's only 23. I don't want to hear about the finances. Joe Brady is going to make this guy a star.
Joe Brady and Sam Darnold is definitely a combination that if you're a Jets fan, you're worried about. But like I said, what do you make, though, of Matt Rhule being open to drafting a quarterback still at number 8?
You thinking of small screen?
Speak.
Yeah.
They're going to get a wide receiver and get some more weapons around him.
I wonder if they can get a 4th-round draft pick or a 6th-round draft pick for Teddy Bridgewater if they can move Teddy. Teddy's going to become more and more valuable during the draft, especially if all these quarterbacks get
taken. Who else needs a quarterback at this point,
though? Well, Chicago definitely needs a quarterback.
They got
who?
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
They got QB1, man. Andy Dalton. That's what they've got. They've got Nick. They've got Philly. I mean, what else do they need?
And they're talking about they may take a quarterback, too.
Wouldn't that be something?
Way to go, Jalen Hurts.
You know what? If you're Matt Rhule, though, maybe that's what you're doing at 8. You're saying, well, we might take a quarterback. You never know. But if you want to take a quarterback there, you might want to trade up.
Exactly.
We'll listen. So that could be part of this whole thing. But I just found it funny that in the same press conference, Sam's like, finally somebody
he couldn't wait till the next day? You couldn't wait till the next day to address the quarterback position, what you do at the draft?
Yeah, we could take a quarterback, a young quarterback. Why not? We just traded for one. It's amazing. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, we're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I love the calls being part of the show, man.
We got the Vista view. like Sidney Dean. We got ain't no Vista, and the damn sure ain't no view.
So we'll keep going with the calls. Buster Olney's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Buster, we'll discuss a lot of baseball with him.
Now. Buster,
I got a question for him.
Right now.
How about this? If you're the Yankees, all right, if you have to put your hard-earned money on Aaron Judge, I'm going to ask Buster to see what his answer is. Put the farm on it. Aaron Judge in 3 years will be full-time DH or full-time right fielder still.
Ooh.
Which one would you put your money on? Which one would you put your money on? Discuss. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up into the NBA we go. Steph Curry makes history. You're blocking me. My camera. Come on.
You're close up.
And also, Steph Curry makes history and Luka Doncic doesn't like change. In the NBA, we will discuss. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Don't block my camera, man.
Hell to sell this apartment doing? I ain't got no read.
Bart and Hahn.
There you go.
This reminds me of Baby Boy right here.
Does?
Jody, my Jody. There's a lot of old school music on that, man. Underrated movie.
It's just such a, just listen to that little flow, man.
This reminds me of summertime.
Summertime. Mm. It's almost feeling like, although it's too gray here in the city. Now, somewhere.
Everybody else in the world
clearly,
feel that way.
Right. Everybody, from to the left.
Yeah.
Is probably like, yeah, man, it's feeling like summertime right now. Because we're like, nah, gray skies.
Atlanta, everybody feeling good.
Brutal.
I'm still sitting up here just in a full high gauge hoodie right now, looking like I'm going deer hunting in my orange.
Jack-o'-lantern. Agent Orange, there you are.
Google me.
It's Bart and Hahn. You can Google that. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So we are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Today's a day for doing, Bart. Steph Curry getting it done.
Oh, is he?
So he became the all-time scoring leader in Golden State Warriors history on Monday night. And if you think, what's the Warriors? No, he passed Wilt Chamberlain. You forget.
What you talking about,
Willis?
The
Warriors were in Philadelphia back in the day.
Yeah.
And Wilt played for them. And so, yeah, 17,783.
It's not that he passed Wilt the Stilt. It's how he passed it. Did he just, put on a mediocre performance?
No.
What did he do, Allen? What did he do behind three? He's on a list, and he's top on the list. He's done it 18 times.
He's
hit 10 or more threes. I know I keep cutting you off, Allen, but I get excited when
I
see
I know you're fired up. I love it. Last night, he dropped 53. Over the Denver Nuggets in a 116-107 win and passed Wilt Chamberlain. Steph Curry now the greatest of all time and Golden State Warriors.
Dude hit 10 threes.
It's been on my mind for a little bit just because it's, you know, been asked about it. I know the milestone was here. And I mean, you throw Wilt Chamberlain, his name out in NBA history, that's unbelievable. But in Warrior history, to be at the top of that list, so many people that contributed to that. And it was a special moment for sure. I don't think it's really sunk in, but I'm going to enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Well, Steph, I appreciate you lying to us and saying Richard that you didn't know you were going to get in the first quarter. Not to start the game, but about 5 minutes in, when you hit your first, I think, three threes, then that's when the look in your eye, and you were like, I want to get this out of the way in the first quarter. At what point in time did you say, I'm going to try and get this out of the way?
Probably the third three. That's why I didn't have any assists in the first quarter. I wasn't passing it to nobody.
Yeah, you know what, hey, RJ?
You better wrap it up!
Hey, come on, man, with the long... Somebody got to teach him long questions. It's just too much of a setup. But by the way, that's... today is the day for doing it. Steph Curry getting it done, brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. I'll do is get more done. Also in that game, Bart, and we'll get into this a little bit later on, but it's just crushing for the Denver Nuggets in this game is an injury to Jamal Murray. And he went down non-contact, which you know from the NFL, that what spells that trouble.
Yep.
Goes down. Mike Malone, by the way, the coach of the Nuggets, like knew immediately, ran out
when
there.
You,
that's
when
a,
you grab and scream, it's no way. You already know what that means.
And today, MRI confirmed torn ACL.
And I mean, as an athlete,
I just
we
hate
all,
it.
And as an athlete,
don't,
we all
I'm
know
not
what
looking
that
again.
Means.
ESPN Plus showing it. I'm not looking.
Yeah, we all know what that means. And, you know, with his injury, does that mean any hopes
he wouldn't
for
take,
a champion? Any hopes of a championship?
For them? For them? No.
Right.
Done.
And
done.
Listen,
Jokic can only do so much, but this guy is part of the engine, too. He's so important
right.
to them.
And the steam was picking up with them, like, because they've been playing excellent since Aaron Gordon came
they
over.
Really?
Gave them so much
so
you know,
true.
Athleticism, and now that's just more important. But I don't want to skip. I understand we're going to talk about him later. I don't want to skip over the greatness that is Steph Curry. I mean, he had 10 three-pointers, and he's done it 18 times.
Yeah.
He's
changed
10.
The game. Of players in the NBA that you could say changed the game,
he changed.
Steph Curry has changed the NBA.
James Harden and Steph Curry has changed the game, and you could say LeBron because what he did as an executive.
I want to get to this real quick. It's Luka Doncic, by the way. Do we have time, guys, or am I running out of time? I could always come back to it after Buster. Let me know if I have time for Luka Doncic. 40 seconds, and it's not enough time. All right. Well, so we'll get to Luka Doncic, who also has a problem with something in today's NBA. That is interesting to debate. But Jamal Murray, keep in mind also, not only does it hurt the Nuggets, this hurts Team Canada.
Yeah.
He's what a best player. He's Canada's best player. You could argue that. But best player. And they are trying to make the Olympics. They've got a good
RJ
young
Barrett
team.
Play?
RJ Barrett would be on that team also.
He can play that
Shane
team. Gilgis, he 20
Alexander,
20.
They've got a good young team.
Ooh, we used to worry about France, and but now we might have to worry about Team Canada.
Well, they're on the rise, but without him this summer, that's a big, big loss. All right, Buster only going to join us next, talk some baseball. I got to ask him the Aaron Judge question. Of course, your calls. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.